Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stolting.
God rolls away the heaviest obstacles and opens the most impossible doors. Think of the tomb of Jesus. How he rolled away that heavy obstacle and opened the most impossible door. Replace impossible with him, it's possible. So replace the word impossible and replace it with him, it's possible. So this week, I wanted to focus on some things because America needs a fresh start. And regardless of politics, we need to remember that Jesus is king. And we need to stand up for whatever he wants us to do. And love him and love others while trusting him for the so-called impossible. So I just wanted to take a break from our Psalm 23 series and focus on that. This is a very important time in our history. And I have been encouraging people to begin focusing on Jesus' love again. A lot of hate is floating around because of political debate. We need healing. And it's not just about politics. This is about deeper problems in our country. We have just seen so much ugliness with this campaign. We have seen so much hurt. Friends are separating as a result of previous discussions. It's absolutely appalling to see. And it originates in the fact that we all, regardless of party, we need Jesus. We need to let Jesus' love flow through us. The scripture says we love because he first loved us. We need to love others with his love. Do the right thing according to his word. And you can learn more about our mission at uniteTheUSA.org to learn more about those things. But for this short program about prayer, I'm going to stay focused right now on the need for love. Love bears all things, and that includes even some of the so-called unbearable political discussions we've witnessed and failures of people that we never expected to have. And so this week, let's pray and focus on God's love. Again, I have to quote from scripture, the Lord your God loves you. And that's from Deuteronomy. And I want to focus on the fact that 1 Corinthians 13, please reread it. That's our prayer tip of the week this time. Please reread 1 Corinthians 13, and ask the Lord to help you while you stand for what's right, not forget the most important ingredient, God's love. You know, God's kindness leads to repentance. We need to reflect that, even as we respectfully share our views. We need to love God, love others, and only with Jesus is this possible. Little wonder he said, love one another so many times. You know, he said that God's message of love is clearly conveyed in his word. So let's pray. Let's pray for just a fresh start with Jesus and his love. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us so much. Help us to love you and others with that love. We welcome you, Jesus, into our hearts. We confess our sins. We confess how desperately we need you. We repent from our sins. We turn away from them and change right now from wanting to do things like we see in our current world, and instead ask that you, Lord Jesus, would reign in our hearts as Savior and Lord. We welcome you in our hearts and lives. Please rule and help us then to love you and others the way you command. We confess you as Lord and Savior. We bless your name. We love you. We just love you and we receive your love. Help us to just really be your vessels of peace and love today. In Jesus' name, amen. So the prayer tip of the week, again, focus on 1 Corinthians 13. Prayerfully ask for God's help to love others the way he loves us. Okay, remember Psalm 34:10, those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. And remember that Jesus still loves you and me. Wow, he's good. Okay, until next time. And remember, Jesus saves.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stolting.